Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Chaf Ches, and we are on daf Chaf Ches, and we're on Chaf Hamabez. We are discussing the order. I might have misspoken at the end of the shiur yesterday in terms of the exact order, but let's try to make it clear. So the Gemara is asking, what happens if the Seder, some of the order of the Avodos were not done properly? Because we will learn later, Rav Hashem, which Avodos are Ma'akev, which are non-Ma'akev. Maybe ones that are done b'fnim or ma'akev, b'chutz na ma'akev, ones that say chukar ma'akev, one that don't say chukar are not ma'akev, different groups, as we will as we'll see. But what had to be done, as we saw yesterday, we have the vidui of the par, we have the vidui of the par, and then we have the hagrala of this sa'ir, and then we have the next vidui of the par, and then we have the shechita of the par, and then the avoda of the par, and then the avoda of the seir. So we have the orders. The Gemara says now where we are up to. What exactly is the halacha if something is done out of order? Rabbi Bun, they go up to Rabbi Bun Bar Chia Boy Kumei Rabbi Zeira. Right, shachat es hapar ad shalo yagril ma'oshi hechayes. What happens if I did shechita sapar bachutz? The Mefarshim explained. There's two mistakes being made here. I shot the animal outside, and I did it out of order. Right? So two mistakes. Shachat es hapar, the par, I shechted outside before hagrala. I'm supposed to do the hagrala regarding the se'irim before I shecht the par. So I shechted the par outside, and I did it before the hagrala. So remember we discussed in the last year. Is that called ro'i liot bifnim, if I didn't do the hagrala yet? But if the hagrala is koveya, then the adam of par maybe is not roi to be bifnim, and then I won't be chayv for shkut echutz. Remember, shkut echutz, the rule is only if it's roi to be the carbon inside, that's when it's going to be chayv outside. So that's the question. Shachat es hapar ad shelo yagril ma'u shiyeh chayv. Right? Is he going to be chayv? Because again, the hagrala of the se'irim are supposed to happen before the shechit of the par. Again, after the vidui on the par, right, that was the first thing we learned. You take the cow, and you take the cow in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, and he does smicha and the vidui there. Then he goes out to the east side of the Azara and does the Hagrala, and then he's going to come back and continue the Avoda of the Par. The only part of the Seir Avoda, right, that goes before the Par is the Hagrala. So the question is, if what's halacha? So Amalei, Mishbini Menada, learn it from the following Braisa. Par Ma'akev Es HaSoir. Right, par is ma'akev es ha-sa'ir. What does that mean? The par withholds the sa'ir from being kosher. Meaning if you did the zrika of the sa'ir first, before the par, that's bad. You can't do that. The avoda of the par has to be before the avoda of the sa'ir. So par ma'akev es ha-sa'ir. The par withholds the sa'ir's avoda from being kosher. Meaning if you did the sa'ir's avoda first, the zrika first, so then that's ma'aki, that's a problem. The ain, added a word here, ain a sa'ir ma'aki v'sa par. But the sa'ir doesn't make the par's avoda from being bad. One second. The sa'ir doesn't make the par's avoda from being bad? There's only one thing that second line of the b'risa can mean. Because there's only one part of the sa'ir's avoda that's supposed to be before the par. Right, what does the second line of the braisa say? If you did the par too early before the sa'ir, it's still kosher. Well, there's only one part of the sa'ir's avodah that's supposed to be before the par anyway, and that's hagrala. And what does it say? It's okay be the evan. So hada amra, if it's okay be the evan, so therefore you're going to be chayv for shkut echutz. But you see the hagrala is not so definitional. Hada amra shachar is par achlo higril chayv. It must be going to be chayv in that case. Well, you take my pater, because if you would say pater in that case, that if you would do the shechita of the par before the hagrala, you'd be pater for shkut echutz. Nisni, take out the next word, hasir ma'akiv is a par. That if the hagrala is, if it's pater, which means the hagrala is so crucial and defining and important, so then the braisa should say that seir is ma'akiv the par, right? That the avoda of the seir prevents the par's avoda from being kosher, and it doesn't say that, so it must be the hagrala is not ma'akiv in that order, right? We had a machlokas yesterday on Moraim, whether the hagrala is ma'akiv at all. We pass on the hagrala is ma'akev. They have to do the hagrala to determine which animal is which. Rabbi Yochanan said that even verbally. But we pass on the hagrala is ma'akev. But this Gemara is not talking about that. The Gemara is talking here about whether the hagrala is ma'akev before the shechita of the par. Right? That's the question. And the Gemara here says no. Right? B'dieved, if the shechita of the par happened first, that would still be okay. Period. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Avdimi. Had the Tamar ain't Seir Makiv as a par, but Matanus Habadim. When do we say that this Seir is not Ma'akev the par? And if you did the Avodah of the par earlier, it's okay. That's the Zrikas of the Badim. We know there are three areas where we're going to have Zrika of the Dam. We're going to have inside the Kodesh Kadashim, right? That's called the Badim, right? The Badim, the poles of the Aron. And then we're going to have Zrika towards the Paroches, when the Kohen Gadol goes out of the Kodesh Kadashim, towards the Paroches. And that was the Machlokes. Did it touch the Paroches or not? And he saw the Paroches and had blood on it, right? And number three, on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So that keeps going out. So you have the three types of, three Zrikas. The inside one gets the par in the Sa'ir. The outside of the Paroches gets the par in the Sa'ir separately. And then by the Mizbeach HaZahav, you can mix them together and then put him on. So the Gemara says, when do we say that if by mistake you did the avoda, the zrika of the par before you did the hagrala of the seer, when is it okay? Stage one of the zrikas, right? If you did the zrika on the badim, avo b'matanos haparoches seer makiv as a par. But the matanos haparoches, if you kept going, not only you did the zrika of the par of the cow's blood inside the kodesh kadashim, but you also did the ones outside. You're so far ahead, right? You did the zrika of the on the paroches, meaning part two of the Zrikas of the Par. You did that before you even did part one of the Zrikas of the Seir Lashem inside. So then that's no good. Right? Avamatnas paparoches, Seir Makiv as a Par. Right? That's too far. Hey, Chavida. What's the, what does this mean? She'eni yachol litein midam hapar ala paroches ad she'ite midam asar ala ben abadim. Right? You can't do stage two of the Zrika of the Par before stage one of the Zrika of the Seir on the Badim. And therefore, says the, that's too far. So again, when the Gemara says that it's not ma'akev to have the hagrala, you're supposed to do it before the shechit of the par. But if you did it afterwards, it's okay. It's okay as long, even if you did the shechit of the par and you did the first zrika. But if you did the second zrika of the par on the paroches outside, so then that's too much. Because the zrikas in the Kodesh Kadashim have to be together. Have to be together. And the zrika of the par and the zrika of the sa'ir. At least together in terms of not having such a major avoda in between. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Kashar Lashon Shel Zahoris Baros Shir Mishtaleach. Remember, so going back. So we did the Hagrala, right? What parak are we in? Taraf Bakalfi. Right, Taraf Bakalfi. What does Taraf mean? We had Machlokes Rishonim. Whether it means mixes it around or Taraf takes it out quickly and doesn't really try to feel which one is going to be Lashem. So he picked the, this is Lashem, this is Lazazel. So after the Kohen Gadol picks it, and we said the Aliyah from the Eshkara, from the box is Ma'akev, a Kohen, but the Sima, the Nesina on the animals are not Ma'akev, even if a Kuzar does it, and even if you messed up and did the wrong ones, it's not Ma'akev. Kasha Loshin Shel Zahoris Brosir Mishalech, but you'd rather not get them mixed up. So what happens? You took a ribbon, and you tied it to the horns, the rosh of the Seir Mishtaleach, so you know which one is going out, which one's the Seir. You tied a red ribbon to his horns. And Hamido Keneged Beis Shilucho, and then you put it and you stand it next to the Shar Nikanor, right on the east side of the Azara. You see it out there, meaning it had been facing west, and now it's facing east, and it's heading out. It's heading out. Ulanishkat, and the other Seir, that's Lashem, Keneged Beis Shchitaso. You also tie a red ribbon, but you tie that ribbon around its neck. Right, so you know the difference. Right, the Seirim is supposed to look the same and value the same. So you tie the first one around its horns and the second one around its neck, says the Karbana Eda here. And therefore there's not going to be any mix-ups. Vahash Daloasi Lechlufe, Bisira Mishtaleach. Number one, it's not going to get mixed up within each other. Shezebarosha Vizebet Savaro. This one is around on the horns and this one's around on the neck. Ubitravayu Bishar Seirim Lo Michlefi. And also it won't get mixed up with other goats walking around the base of Mikdash at that time. Why? Shabachirim, Lohaya Lashon Shel Zahoris Kashur. No other goat had a ribbon at all. Right? So, that's why you had these two ribbons that differentiated from each other and differentiated from, others. Balo. So what happened so far? What happened so far? We had the, what he's supposed to do. We had the Trumas Hadeshin at the beginning of during the night. And then he comes. And he's going to do the special avoda where we spoke about the shechit of the carbon tamid. That was the morning. That's the first thing that was done. And now we're into the avoda of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. So he goes and does the first vidui on the par for him and his family. And then he does the hagral of the seirim and gets them ready. Now he's going to go back to that same par, back to that same cow that's still standing there, that he did vidui one on. And now he's going to do vidui two on the par. Balo waits al paro hashnia. He comes to his par a second time. V'samach she'adav alav, and he does smicha, gevin izvada, and he does vidui. V'kacha yomer, ana Hashem. Avisi, remember we had a machlokas about the order. Avisi pashati chatasi lefanacha, ani uveisi, uvenei Aaron, am kadoshecha. Not only for me and my family, but for the whole nation, all the Kohanim. Ana Hashem kaperna avonos v'chul v'apshon. It's in the whole, the same thing again, the same vidui. Remember we said 10 times, Shem Hashem, 3 times by each of the viduis. Each of the viduis, Ana Hashem, that Hashem is Shem Hashem. That is said, so you have the three, twice on the par, once on the sa'ir, and then you have the, and then you have the once when he designates the hagrala. Lashem chatos. Right, that's the 10th time. Amr Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan shlosh lashon osein. You might remember this line from Shkalim. We said there are 3 times that ribbons are used in halacha, where they have straps of wool. Shlosh lashon osein. Number one here, right? You use this by the seir mishtaleach. Shel sin, but each of them had a different weight. Shel seir b'sela. The seir had the weight of a sela. Why? Because it had to be split in half, so it couldn't just be nothing, so it's got to be something significant. So it has to be the weight of a sela. V'shel mitzora b'shekel. Mitzora is half. A sela is 2 shkalim. So mitzora is half of a sela, because a mitzora, what do you use the mitzora for? You just take it and you dip it with the other branches into the blood, and you're going to sprinkle that onto the mitzora. So it could be very little. It could be very light. So, Michel Mitzora b'shekel, that's what it can be. Michel Para b'shtei slime. But the, what you throw into the fire of the paraduma, that ribbon, as is described in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, that has to be the heaviest, right? Tusela. Why? Because the halacha, they have to throw it into the toch sreifas hapara. And therefore it has to have some weight on it, or if you throw it in, it might just blow off. Right? So that's why, as the Karmaneda says, deboy koved, lipol el toch sreifas hapara. That's why it has to weigh more. Amar Rabbi Babar Zavda, b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, shel para b'shtei slime, shel para, as we said, is 2 slime, umechsa, 2.5, a little bit more than we said, 2.5 slime, is the mafkan lishna basara zazin, zin, that means zuzin. It's the, basically the same way, the same amount of 2.5 sela is 10 zuz, right? That's the Karmadeh that does the math for you, because the sela is 4 zuz. So 2.5 sela is 10 zuz, but why did he have to say it this way? Because this is the way he heard from his Rebbe. And as the Gemara says elsewhere, chayav adam lomar b'loshen rabo. You have to always say in the language of your Rebbe, therefore he said it this way, even though it means the same amount. Good. Shachto. So what does he do? The koi now, the para that he did vidui on twice is shechted. And it doesn't say it here, but the Tosfos Yontif assumes that he only did the first part of the shechita, like we said before. Right, he's got to save his strength, and he's busy, so he shechs it, and somebody else finishes the shlita. Shachto v'kibbo mizrach as damo, and then he does the Kabbalah. The Kohen Gadol shechs it, he does the Kabbalah sadam. Nisana l'mishu m'maris bo, and then he's not going to do the zrikas yet. So he caught it in the little bowl, but now he's going to go do some of the ktores avoda. But what's going to happen to the blood? So he gives it to somebody to stir so it doesn't congeal. So, Nostra Lamisha Bumarisbo, Ala Rovat Aravisha Behechal, Kadeshali Akrash. You don't want it to congeal because then it's not usable. Nostra. And then what does he do? So in between, he shechs the cow, and before he does the Zrika, then he starts doing the Ktoris. So what happens? Nostra Machtav Ala Rosh Mizbeach. He takes a shovel and goes up to the top of the Mizbeach. Upana Gechala Melech Ve'elech. And he stokes and he sticks the shovel all the way inside. Elech Ve'elech. V'chata min ha'me'uchalos ha'pnimiyos. And he tries to get from the inner, really consumed coals, all the way in there. The yarad v'hinichal rovat aravisha bazar. He comes out and he puts the shovel with the coals down next to the person who's holding the blood and stirring. The Rambam has a lashon. He takes from the coals on the west side, and it's unclear where he gets that from. There seems to be a difference between the girsos of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. They're on a different girsa. Were the muchalos apanimios dafka the west ones? But that's the Rambam's lashon that he takes from the coals up towards the west side of the pyre. Okay, so Keni Mastisa. First, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is a little not exact. It says that the person stirring it is on the fourth step of the Heichal. He's not on the Heichal. It's what we mean. Keni Mastisa al Rovat Arisha Bazara means the Azara. Why does it say Heichal? Question. Tani Shachat Bachutz Chayiv. If somebody does the Shechita of this of par bachutz chayiv, right? That's shchutei chutz. That's pashut, right? He's because it's a royally liot biflim. Chafan biflim pater. This is the chiddush. Chafina. Chafina is unlike kmitza. Remember, kmitza is when the kohen always by a kohen mincha sticks his hand in and takes out the flour under his middle three fingers. That's going to be mincha. Chafina is when he takes both his hands and he fills it up with ketores, right? And that's what's going to be used for the ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's the chafina. So if you're supposed to do chafina in the Azara, what if you didn't do chafina in the Azara? You did chafina in. If you did the shechita outside, that's chayef, that's shechut dechutz. What if you did the chafina inside? Pater, that's okay. Pater, there's nothing wrong with that. Karbon eida. Chafina shebachutz eina el lamida ba'alma. L'chadchila, you're supposed to do the chafina outside, but if you did it inside, it's okay. Chata vehiktir. What happened to this case? So he goes in, and he's maktir the ketores, right? He takes out, what does he do? He does the, takes out the coals, shovels. Then he's going to do the chafina. And then he's going to walk in. It's going to be, right, what the Gemara says, avot akasha shebemikdash. He's going to have to bring in the shovel of the hot coals and the little ladle of the ketores. And he's going to have to go inside. He's going to have to put the coals down and then put the ketores on. He has to use his right hand or not his left hand because it's very complicated exactly how he does it. He uses his armpit. He uses his teeth. The Gemara talks about exactly how he does it. What happens if while he's in there, he comes out and guess what? The person who's stirring the blood fell asleep on the job. He was Yom Kippur. He was fasting and he dropped all the blood. So now what? So says the Gemara, Chata vehiktir v'nishbach adam. So if he was maktir, if on his way out, right, maybe the person stirring is so excited that he sees a kebab. He did the ketores and then he spills it. So you know the blood was existent when the ketores took place. Then the ketores was okay. Because at the time, you had blood that was roy to be sprinkled. Then you just bring another cow. You just get another cow and shecht it. And it's okay. Right? Look at the Pnei Moshe. Because even though you ultimately, it comes out you did the haktara before the shechita of the cow, because now you have to shecht another cow, that's not a problem. Because at the time that you did the haktara, kvar kadma shechita safar rishon, you already did the shechita of the par. Right? You did the shechita of the par at the time that you did the haktara. So now you come out and you're like, oh, now it spills? That's okay. Because the haktara was done at the time after the shechita of the par. V'hol v'nishpach adam achar kach zeh sheni tachtav huba. This second one is just, you know, taking the place of the first one, but it was still significant that he did the shechita of the par. So if the blood spilled after the haktara, then you're okay. Ad shelo hiktir nishpach adam. But what if on the way in, he's going in and all of a sudden he sees the guy spill the blood. So then you can't do the haktara yet. Right? If you know for sure that it was done beforehand, nishpach adam, and then he went in and did it anyway, chatoya psula, that's a problem. Chatoya psula hiv, yitzorach lachus kitchila. You gotta do the whole haktara, gotta do the whole thing again. Right? Because the haktara, it's ma'akev to have the shechita of the par before the haktara. What if you're not sure? What if you're not sure? The Kohen Gadol comes out, and while he was in there, the blood spilled. So you don't know if he had done the haktara before or after. So safek achlo hikter nishpach adam, v'zoy mishi hikter nishpach adam. Says the Gemara, you're stuck. You're stuck. Again, why? If you don't know, the blood of the cow spilled that he's stirring. You don't know if he spilled before the haktara of the ketores or not. Lahavi, so what are the options? What are your options now? Right? You came out, he did the haktara. He doesn't know if it was a good haktara. So just get another cow. Lahavi par acher likaris bedamo. If you just want to get another cow, likaris bedamo, eina yachol. You can't. Why? Because maybe, shani omer, achalu hikter nishpach adam. Maybe the blood, but it spilled before the haktara, and the haktara that you did was pasul, v'chatoy psula, v'zorach lachas kitchila. And then you gotta do another whole haktara. It doesn't count. And add in two words, lachus bitchila. So okay, you know what? Start again. Do another haktara now. Do another haktara now. In atayachol. Why? Shani omer, maybe it was a good haktara. Mishikter nishpach adam. Maybe it was after you did the haktara that the blood spilled out. V'chatoy ksheren. It's a perfect haktara. And if you did a perfect haktara, you're going to now bring in more ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim? What if you don't have to? V'hu over mishem hachnasi yaseira. You go into the Kodesh Kodashim an extra time when you're not supposed to. So therefore, you're stuck. Again, what do you do if the blood, the stirring person messed up and he spilled that, you don't know. So the Gemara says, "Ubalu avodos." That's it. The rest of the avodos is batel. You're stuck. You can't do any more avodos of Yom Kippur. That's it. Balu avodos. So how do you read the next line? Pashup shot is yes. Stuck. Sorry. Ashkach is amre. Bitlu avodos shaloso ayom. That day, that Yom Kippur, it's tough luck. Sorry, you cannot do. What, you want to take a chance? You're going to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, just take a chance? Maybe you don't have, maybe you're not supposed to go in again for the Ktaris. You did it already. It was the other way, that maybe you're not going to go in again, but maybe it wasn't good, and then you can't continue the Avodah unless it was done. Right? So therefore, the Gemara seems to say, Balu Avodos Shalosu Ayom. That would be a tough one. That would be a tough one. If you look, a couple of points. Number one, if you look at the Tel Torah in the back, it says the Tel Torah, he says, why does the Gemara say that the only potential problem is, what do you mean? If you do the Ktaris again, you're going to go into the base of the Kodesh Kodashim, for nothing? Maybe it's extra? Why doesn't it say you're going to do an extra Havara on Yom Kippur? It's a Malacha Daraisa. You're going to light fire on Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur's like Shabbos. You can't light any fire. So, Heter Ochel Nefesh. Right, so ask the Tel Torah. I don't understand why the Gemara lechora lamalei l'taima dachnasa yisera tepek lemishum iser havara biyom kippurim ayin shagas aryeh simin ayin aleph. So he says efshar, maybe the Shabbos v'yom kippurim hutra lagabe karbanos. Wow, Shabbos and Yom Kippur is hutra lagabe karbanos, right? We know you're allowed to do karbanos on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, right? It's doche, it's a malacha, you're allowed to do it anyway. Maybe it's what we call hutra, meaning it's totally hutra, and when it's hutra, it matters even suffik. When it's hutra, v'gam besuffik mutar l'chal al Shabbos, and even besuffik, ke'ein, like Tosfos says in Chulin Yud Aleph. This is a man with bekiyus. Right? Like Tosfos says in Chulin Yalaf. What does Tosfos say in Chulin Yalaf? We'll look there in a second. Avo Misha Machlasi Yaseira in Lahatu Misafik. To go into the Kodesh Kodashim an extra time, that's not a Hutra. Right? You're allowed to do it once. But to say Melecha Shabbos, Melecha Yom Kippur, that's where we have the principle of Dehuya Hutra. That's where, and that one Matir even Misafik. What's Misafik? So if you look in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph, that's the Gemara that's trying to find a source for Rove. How do you know you go after the Rove? So the Gemara says, oh, Acharei Amahatos. So the Gemara says, that's only by Aruba de Isa Kaman. A rove in front of you. Like judges, like you have 10 stores, 9 kosher, 1 non-kosher. But what about Aruba de Lesa Kaman? Right? That's what we call a statistical rove. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Most animals, most people are not islandesses. Right? Most people pay back their loan not early. Different types of, that might be called a chazaka also, but a ruba the lesser come on. So ask the Gemara's trying to figure that out. So the Gemara goes into, well, maybe you know this from the fact that you're allowed to be shech the carbon ola on Shabbos, and then you just burn it, and you don't check if it was a trefa or not, right? So what do you mean? Maybe it's a trefa, and therefore it's... So Tosfos there says, Makshim, amaylo yalef mikol karbanos didachu Shabbos. Why doesn't the Gemara say, you know how you know you rely on a Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Because you're allowed to shech the animal, karbanos on Shabbos. You could shech them, and you could assume that they're kosher. Either maybe they're trefas, and maybe you'd be Mechal Shabbos. No, you're allowed to. Why don't you Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Why isn't that a proof? Answers Tosfos. V'yeshlom, v'nirali, de'en yachol hochiach misham. You can't prove from general karbanos. De'ika lameimar, Demisafik nami amar rachmana delitchi Shabbos mitzvahs karban. Maybe even when the Torah says you're allowed to do malacha for karbanos on Shabbos, it means even misafik. So there's no raya from there that you go by ruba de lesa kaman. Maybe it's a special din by Shabbos that even safik is mutter. Kimo shebebikuach nefesh, we say even safik. Right? Delahocha boachar harov. An amazing comparison. Just like bikuach nefesh, we say. Safek bikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So too, safek meleches karbanos is docha Shabbos. So too here, says the Tel Torah, that's why we would have said that here, even safek, the havara, that's because that's a melacha that's generally included in the heter of Shabbos Yom Kippur, lighting fire. But the idea of going into the Kodesh Kodashim, that is not. And hutra dechuya is a big topic. Maybe we'll talk about that afterwards. The Ar Sameach, maybe because he can't fathom that this is really the maskan of the Gemara, he says the last line of the, and you have this opportunity when you learn Yerushalmi because, you know, there were no Rishonim. He says the last line is a bitmiya. Right? The Gemara says, should we say the avodas are batal? So the next line is, ashkachas amar bilu avodas shalos vayom. What? You're going to be a mevatal the avoda? That can't be. So the Gemara ends like, of course not. Right? I mean, what's the svara? The svara is that the second that you have no choice, then that turns into a tzorech avoda. Right? The second if you are, you know, stuck, so then we say that it's, you continue. That's what he has this on the, he has this on the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Avodas Yom Kippurim, hey, chaf hey. Hey, chaf hey. The Rambam says, hey, chaf hey. Chaser min haktores echad misamaneha. If a person does the ktor, he's missing one of the simanim of the ktores when he goes in. Omala ashan chayev misa aleha. Shdeber velo yamos ki be'anan. You have to do the avoda perfectly of the ktores. If you went in with half the ktores, you go below the simanim, you're chayev misa. V'chin chayev misa al biyasa below mitzvah. So too, if you have a bia below mitzvah, then you're chayev misa. Lefichach im shagag bebia v'hisi b'ktores v'nichle b'vchulu, chayev misa. So ask the Ar Sameach, and what if it's besafik? You can't go in if it's shalol etzorach is chayev misa. Nis tapachti, b'hachtam chayev b'knisa shalol etzorach b'fnim. Eichadin b'nichnas b'sveika. Mize mikri shalol etzorach olo. Says, if you go in besafik, so the case of the Rabbah was that you went in without one of the pieces of ktores. So that's obviously Chai Misa. What if you're not sure? So he says, oh, look in the Yerushalmi, Perak Torah Pakalfi. Gemara asked this question. V'risi yadav mefurish b'Yerushalmi. How do you understand the end of the Yerushalmi? So, Harei, so he says, Dal sveika gamkein, michshav bia reikonis. Upashit, it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that going in, if you know vad I need, that's a problem. Ulam nire, dal sveika michshav bia reikonis, haino sveika l'sha'avar. Aval hecha, if you have a suffix about the past, you're not sure if the person was chayim isa, maybe we'll say he's not chayim isa. But if it's a suffix about what to do now, then for sure you do it. That's not called a bia reikonis. Because what are you supposed to do? You have to finish the avoda. Aval hecha shayidei suffix nigra avodos vadaos, you for sure will not do certain avodos in the continuation. For sure you have to continue going. Shuv lo yuchal izvartam apar v'chulu. Upirish ha-Yerushalmi bitzmiya. Ashkachas Amar Bitlu Avodah Shalos Vayom V'yim Kain Shuv Mikri Knisa L'Tzorech U'Maktir Kain Nire Borer. Says the Ar Sameach, are you going to tell me you're going to stop the Avodah because of a suffix? I don't think that's the case. So that's how the Ar Sameach reads the line. Okay, we continue. Shachat V'Meisach Acher Shachat V'Meis. What happens if the Kohen Gadol shechs the par and then he dies? He dies before he brings the blood into the Kodesh Kadashim. So could the substitute Kohen Gadol just come in and take that blood? Or does the Kohen Gadol that goes into the Kodesh Kadashim have to take the blood of the cow that he shechted? Meaning you look at, when it says he takes his par in, this is going to be the question, when he takes his par inside, does that mean the dam? Or does that mean the par, so it has to be from the beginning? He has to take in his par. Machlokas. Shachar umeis, acher, Rish Lakish says, par, meaning no good. Meaning the new Kohen Gadol has to shecht a new par. Par v'lo badam. Rabbi Chanina v'Reus and Shreveon Amrin afilo badam. Even badam. Yivamas. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonasan say, no, even dam, meaning the Kohen Gadol could just, a new Kohen Gadol could just take the dam of the old Kohen. Interesting. The Tosfos HaRosh, in Yuma, Daf Mem Tes, says, what about if he became Tamei after the Shechita? Would it be the same question? Would it become the same question if he became Tamei? So he has two deis. He has two deis, whether, so number one is, yeah, same question. Hu adin nami dematzi le miboy shacha venitma. But it says, agav orchei kamash blood. It's to teach me that a chatas tzibur, that the Kohen Gadol died, is okay. It's not mesa. It's not like a chatas of a yachid that the person dies, they have to like let it go and graze and die. So number one, maybe he's just teaching you a chiddush. Va'o nira, and then he says, no. Maybe if the first one died, then it might be a problem. But if he became tamei, maybe you could say that the second Kohen Gadol is the shliach of the first Kohen Gadol. And therefore it would be better. Therefore it would be better. Hilkach lo havi el shlucho shel rishonu paro nami karina ben. It's called his par. So therefore, 2 days in the Tosafot Rush, whether that's true. If you look in the Bavli, the Shitas of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Chanina are flipped. They're flipped. That happens often in Yerushalmi and Bavli. Sometimes you have opposite Shitas. I saw this one line, one of the Mefarshim point to. There's a line in Tosfos in Yevam, it's Kuf Dalet. Tosfos there is talking about some other context, about opposite Shitas, how it's formulated in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And Tosfos has this line. Tosfos Raslomar. The harbe dvarim yesh bi Yerushalmi shetzarech lahafcham. That's the line of Tosfos. Yevam is Kuf Dalet. There are many things in the Yerushalmi that have to be flipped. Right, meaning the context is talking about sometimes you have a machlokes and the shitas are presented in the opposite way. So I guess Tosfos is a Bavli man, right? You want to flip it? We're flipping the Yerushalmi. We're not flipping the Bavli, right? That's Tosfos's shita. Okay, so we have machlokes here. If he dies, we continue. Milsei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Afilu Badam. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is mashba that he holds even Badam, meaning like Rabbi Chanina that even if the Kohen Gadol dies, you could continue with the second. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Babashim, Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Badam. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan says, even Madam, right, just take the Dam, you're good. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shaul. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked Rabbi Yochanan, Chafan Vames, Maoshi Ikanis B'chafnav. What happens if he does the Chafina, right, he measures out how much Ketores in his hands, and then he died? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked that. So Gemara says, it must be that he only had a question about that. Why? Because Matsri Chale B'chafnav. By what's needed by Chafnav, Dechsevu Mali Chafnav. It says there, right, how much Ketores you have to bring? Well, it depends on the size of the hands of the Kohen Gadol. So there, that's personal. So that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi had that kasha. Maybe if the Kohen Gadol dies after the Chafina, so maybe, then you got it, maybe that second Kohen Gadol has to do his own Chafina. Bramhacha, less Ksib Bedamo, but by the cow, it doesn't say Bedamo, so Pshita Le'afila Bedam. So that's Rabbi Shimon Levi. The fact that he was only bothered by the Chafina is mashma that the Dam, for sure, would be okay, and you'd be able to do the avoda, continue with the new Kohen Gadol without getting a new cow. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Will continue with this Tarif B'Kalfi.